with skills tests. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Sprint to Indeed.com/ESPN Daily and find a winner. Terms and conditions apply.
Gym class for a holiday week getting underway right here on this Monday on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We'll take a look back at a busy sports weekend collegiately and on the professional side of things. We will also talk with Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette as both Iowa and Iowa State are getting ready for their bowl games coming up on Friday and Saturday, respectively. All that and a whole lot more coming up. It is the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We welcome you into the show for this Monday, the 23rd of December, here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and a contributor to a very fine section that the Cedar Rapids Gazette included in the paper yesterday. If you did not see it, a nice little 12-page section on the life of Hayden Fry as the coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And we'll kick that around. Mike Halas also was a part of that, and we'll talk with him about that. Talk with him about Iowa State's bowl preparations as the Cyclones get ready to take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame on Saturday. We'll have that game for you at 9 o'clock Saturday morning on 1600 AM for you as bowl week is hot and heavy this coming week. The Iowa Hawkeyes will take on USC on Friday night. That will be in San Diego. We will have Before the Boom coming up at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon on 107.5 along with 106.3 FM. And a lot to get to as far as the show is concerned today as we are into bowl week. In fact, we got bowl games going on right now. A bowl game, if you will. And how could you not know it is here? The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl going on at a windy, rainy, but warm Raymond James Stadium in Tampa as Marshall and Central Florida are playing in front of a decent crowd today. While Central Florida's local, just being down the road in Orlando, and, you know, if you're in Huntington, West Virginia, why in the heck wouldn't you want to be in Orlando, Mark?
Central Florida with a 21-7 lead right now. Still in the first half, I believe, right?
Yeah. It's there have been three defensive touchdowns in this game, by the way, which may not be a Gasparilla Bowl record. We will have to look that up coming up during the show today before 4 o'clock. 319-366-1600 is the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Gym Class, of course, being presented, as always, today and every day by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Hope you made it out there during the weekend. Great place to catch some of the exciting bowl action here in 2019 and 2020. The early part of 2020 as well. And it is football bowl season, and Third Base Brewery has award-winning wings, burgers, and beer to enjoy while watching your favorite game. Third Base has big screen TVs all around the bar, plus flat screens at each booth, so you won't miss any of the action. Stop on by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program on KGYM.
Yeah, an abbreviated week here on the Gym Class and local programming. We'll be with you today and tomorrow on Christmas Eve. We will make picks, the Emo's Hideaway pick six. Tomorrow, we'll give you the results here in a short period of time, but we won't have another opportunity, really, to ask you a poll question about the Iowa State-Notre Dame game in the Camping World Bowl. That's at KGYMradio.com today, our Emo's Hideaway poll question. What will the outcome of Saturday's Camping World Bowl be? Three choices. Notre Dame by more than 3.5 points. Secondly, Notre Dame by fewer than 3.5 points. Or Iowa State wins outright. Go ahead and vote. And thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, please vote. We will have the bowl game between Iowa State and Notre Dame coming up on Saturday. And again, that's a 9 o'clock pregame on 1600 AM, just past 11 o'clock with the kickoff from Orlando. And should be a very interesting game. We'll talk about that with Mike Halas coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Probably about 20, 25 minutes or so, and get his thoughts about it. He will be in Orlando for that particular ball game, and Mark Morehouse is going to be in San Diego. Our own Todd Brommelkamp will be in San Diego as well, and we will have Before the Boom coming your way at 5 o'clock on Friday on both 107.5 and 106.3 FM. As the bowl season is underway, how much bowl action did you take in Saturday? It was a bowl bonanza, Mark.
Well, just a little bit because I had some other family obligations going on, but it really gets going strong in earnest on Friday.
Yeah.
A ton of bowl games, including that Iowa-Southern Cal game in the Holiday Bowl, and I know KGYM will have a bunch of games during the bowl season, and one more reason to tune into KGYM.
It is. We will have all kinds of bowls starting tomorrow night with a Hawaii Bowl. Starting at 6 o'clock, Todd and Alex getting off a tick early on Christmas Eve night, as it will be BYU and Hawaii going at it. We have the complete schedule of action here on KGYM up at KGYMradio.com, our website, along with the poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway through next Monday. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about and to listen to between now and next Monday, and even beyond next Monday, as that comes to it. But again, all that is available at KGYMradio.com. The question has been answered, Mark, to start off the show today. Everyone's been asking the same question after the passing of Hayden Fry last week. What would the Iowa football team do for the bowl game as a tribute to the legendary coach? And about a half hour ago, our question was answered as far as what is, and as well as Bump Elliott, the former Iowa athletic director who also passed away a couple weeks ago. And the question has now been answered, and it's up to you what you think, I guess, as far as did Iowa do the right thing. I don't think there's a bad answer to what Iowa can do to honor those two gentlemen, but we know what's going to happen now on Friday.
Yeah, there will be a sticker on the Iowa helmet honoring Bump Elliott, and Iowa will remove the Tiger Hawks from their helmets, which on the surface, when I first saw this, it seemed a bit odd, but I think in a certain way it represents Hayden's passing. Of course, he was largely responsible, almost solely responsible for the development of that Tiger Hawk and commissioning the same. But it doesn't matter what I think. It's apparently Iowa consulted the Fry family, and they're on board. So I guess we should be as well.
Yeah, and like I said, there's no bad move, I think, as far as Iowa is concerned. The last time, and I believe the only time that was done, was after the on-campus shootings. Many years ago, doesn't seem like that many years ago, but it has been many years ago, almost 30 years, I think. We'll have that anniversary coming up in 2020, I believe. Wasn't it 90, I want to say? I'd have to look. But anyway, that was the other time Iowa took off the Tiger Hawk when they went to Ohio State, and the Hawkeyes won that game on that particular occasion. But it's a tribute to Hayden Fry. It's a tribute to Bump Elliott as well. And I'm with you. I mean, not everyone's going to be pleased about what Iowa's going to do, but Iowa's not going to ask everybody. There's only one group that matters as far as this choice is concerned, and that's Hayden Fry's immediate family. And if they're on board with it, then Everybody else should be on board with it.
Yeah, those unfortunate shootings in Iowa City did occur in 1991.
91,
and
okay.
You described it well, what happened when Iowa went to Ohio State. And beyond that, they're going to develop some kind of patch for next year to commemorate the life of Hayden Fry on the Iowa uniform. So stay tuned for that as well.
No, yeah, and that's in the offing about what Iowa is going to do as far as a patch is concerned next year. But the Hawkeyes are in San Diego. Iowa State arrived in Orlando today, getting ready for the Camping World Bowl on Saturday against Notre Dame. We'll talk about that with Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in as far as the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line is concerned.
Cajun Troy, our friend, wishing us all a Merry Christmas and
Happy
so on
holidays,
and so forth.
Troy.
And I responded to that on our behalf. And she says, go Saints, go Cyclones, and go G-E-A-U-X Tigers. She's got a full she's going to watch the NFL. Doesn't have to watch too many bowl games. And Kirk should wear white pants.
A lot of people have been saying that. That Kirk should go with the white pants look. Come out with the, you know what? Kirk can do whatever he wants to do, I guess, in this situation. There's no bad answer. Yes, and thank you, was 91. Appreciate that. Appreciate you saying that.
I'm not big on Kirk wearing white pants or aviator glasses or what have you. But we'll see when Kirk comes on the field.
98-43, saying in 96... In the Alamo Bowl, they removed the decals when Mark Mitchell's mother died on the way to San Antonio as well, which I do remember that, and if that's the case, I do apologize for missing that. I know they did that against Ohio State as well when we talked about that again in 1991. So that's why we have our listeners out there, because they're the smartest group out there. 319-366-1600, by the way, if you'd like to weigh in on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line out there. Mentioned that the bowl season is underway. The NFL is getting ready for the final week, week 17. Most of the playoff spots have been filled. You've heard enough today about the world's greatest 7-7 versus 7-7 game from ESPN Radio and what the Dallas Cowboys should now do. I'm not selling the Cowboys short. I told Alex this in the sports office earlier today. I am not convinced yet that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this division, because the Cowboys are going to play the Redskins. Haskins has already been ruled out for the game on Sunday. And it's going to be Case Keenum quarterbacking. Dallas will be at home. Philadelphia has to go to New York, New Jersey, to take on the Giants. And what's going to be probably a very emotional setting. Yes, Daniel Jones is going to be the starting quarterback, but you know sometime during that game, Eli Manning is going to come into that football game.
They shouldn't start him.
Shouldn't start Eli, or shouldn't
Eli
start?
Eli should start.
I agree with you. I think Eli should
start. If he's on his way out, and all indications are, the Giants aren't going anywhere.
You don't think the Giants are going to want to play for Eli in that game against the Eagles? If you're an Eagles fan, that has to scare you to pieces as far as that game on Sunday. Not a lot of intrigue, really. The NFC is still up in the air as far as who's going to be 1-6. Well, basically 1-3 and then 5-6. Big game tonight between the Vikings and the Packers as far as seeding is concerned. They're both in the playoffs. By the way, we'll have the game for you tonight. All three frequencies coming your way at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM.
Yeah, both teams are in the playoffs, and as you mentioned, it's all about seeding. And Vikings entertain the Bears next week, so you would think that'd be another W for the Vikings, although, you know, I won't give up on the Bears ever. Chiefs are really good. You know what?
Thank you, Mark.
I'm not saying that because you're sitting here, but so many weapons.
And the defense is starting to get
it. The defense is really, really improved over the last couple months. Not that the Bears are all that difficult to stop, but this is a team rounding into shape. Andy Reid's got a heck of a playbook. and a lot of weapons out there.
Going to have to go on the road, though.
Yeah.
A couple of times to get to the Super Bowl, and probably going to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots, and then probably have to go to Baltimore to try to beat the Ravens twice in the same year. Beat both of those teams twice in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be easy. I'm not expecting miracles. I am just taking it, as we all should, one day at a time and one week at a time.
My Super Bowl pick right now is Baltimore and New Orleans.
I had New Orleans from the start, and that's just not because Troy has already reached out to us today.
Mm-hmm.
I had New Orleans winning the Super Bowl, getting there and winning it from day one of the preseason.
You're going to have to play a heck of a game to beat Baltimore. They have done nothing but improve. It's not all Lamar Jackson. This is really a complete football team that's playing at a high level right now when you need to.
Defense is amazing. Very, very good. It's a Ravens-type defense that we've seen over the years. Names have changed, but the system is still there as far as what Baltimore does. And now that they have this RPO option game that the NFL has never seen before with Lamar Jackson running it, it's a scary, scary offense out there. And it's going to be interesting to see if it indeed is Baltimore versus... If the 49ers win next week on the road in Seattle, I think San Francisco is going to get that number one. We'll see what happens tonight with the Vikings and the Packers.
Seattle with a bad loss.
That was really a head-scratcher. Really a head-scratcher.
At home against Arizona.
Seattle's 4-3 at home this year at CenturyLink. 4-3 at one of the – and the same thing with the Chiefs at Arrowhead. They're 4-3 as well at home. Two of the biggest home field advantages as far as the NFL is concerned.
Several texts, a variety of subjects, but Ann weighing in. How about a tribute? Kirk comes out with stand-up tight ends.
I like that. I think you could see that. I think you could see that. I'm not dismissing that one at all. Not dismissing that one. I don't think you're going to see Kirk in white pants, though.
1446 says, Scott, my Christmas wish is a Vikings Chiefs Super Bowl, and happy holidays to us.
Oh, happy holidays to you out there. I would love to see a rematch of Super Bowl IV in New Orleans, won by the Kansas City Chiefs. Had to throw that out there.
That was easy. The Vikings never won one, Scott. Come on. Cage and Troy, Houdat Nation, will be praying for the Vikings tonight to move up to number two. I agree. I think the Giants will beat the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. I think it might happen. I think it might happen. The Giants aren't playing bad football. They're scoring points right now. They're scoring a ton of points, and we'll see how it all plays out. 3:20, there is basketball to talk about as well. Hawkeyes, big win on Saturday night. Women's college basketball. I'm waiting for the release to come out today saying Iowa and Iowa State are not going to play UNI and Drake anymore in women's basketball because of scheduling difficulties. I say that tongue-in-cheek because Iowa State fell at home to UNI yesterday in women's basketball.
UNI's a state champ, right?
Yeah. Well, they've beaten Iowa State. They've beaten Iowa. They still have to play Drake in a home-and-home. But UNI is looking pretty good right now. The UNI men looking pretty good right now. And Iowa State got a big... win over Purdue Fort Wayne, the Mastodons on Sunday. So we'll talk a little hoops with you when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class on this Monday, the 23rd of December, right here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Diamond earrings have bombshell beauty, yet everyday ease. They are equally comfortable adding a touch of glamour to a formal gown or fitting in with your favorite jeans. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers understands this beautiful contradiction about diamond stud earrings. So they carry all sizes in white gold, rose gold, and yellow gold. And because they've been helping people find just the right pair for so many years, The best thing they offer might just be their advice. Perhaps that's why they've been voted top jewelry store in Iowa City for the 10th year in a row. Whether it's a pair for you or a gift for someone you think is rather special, there is just no wrong time for diamond earrings from Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them this holiday season with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. Consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It is inevitable at this point. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. There are a lot of people still running Windows 7 because they don't want to make that change. I very much empathize and understand, and we all do at Network Computer Solutions. That's where we're here to help, to be honest with you and get you through that process to be able to keep your business run effectively.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Treat that special someone this holiday season with a gift from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have endless gift-giving ideas. If you can't decide, an Elevate gift card is always an excellent choice. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. And right now, get a free flat iron or blow dryer valued at up to $100 with a $125 product purchase while supplies last. Elevate their holiday with a gift they won't forget from Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blairsferry Road.
Bit of holiday, little holiday music for us to come back to, Mark. How's that?
It's all right. It's festive. Only 2 days away, I guess.
A Mannheim steamroller for you out there. 319-366-1600 at 325. Going to talk some basketball with you here in just a little bit. By the way, Kevin Lehman's going to join us usually on Thursdays. Going to join us coming up tomorrow, and we've got a special edition of the Pick Six. More about that coming up in just a little bit. And we say happy holidays to one of our favorites. Cajun Troy joins us here.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Troy.
I have one thing to say.
Same to you, Troy.
I want to bust the bubble on your Chiefs or the Ravens. When I watched the Patriots this weekend, I texted my nephew, and I was like, the Patriots got the offense under control. They're going to run the ball, they're going to shoot short passes, and they're going to control the clock. And Belichick right now is watching every team that played against the Ravens and the Chiefs to know how to stop them. And that's exactly what he did in the Super Bowl last year. What Detroit did to the Rams, he took Detroit's defense, and the Rams scored only 3 points in that Super Bowl. And I when I saw that this weekend, you saw it. They controlled the clock, they shut passes, and they ran the ball. And you know the defense is good anyway. So I tell you, I don't want people to sleep on the Patriots. So, you know. So.
I never sleep. Sleep on Bill Belichick. And, yes,
and then he's a cheat, and he probably filming them right now.
I was going to say,
you know?
Trust us, he's got enough film on everyone.
So we're going to have a Tom Brady and a Drew Brees Super Bowl, okay?
Troy, how good is Michael Thomas?
Oh, I tell you, he makes the game so easy for Drew Brees. It is just phenomenal. He's a beast. He's not fast, but the routes he run, and it's just, I'm so happy we have him. I really am. I'm so happy we have him. But he is just so sweet the way he runs and routes him, and the way he uses his hands to catch the ball.
Terrific. You know,
he's pretty incredible. He's pretty incredible. So I'm glad he's on my team. Thanks to his uncle, who is it? Not Randy Moss. Who's the other one? I can't remember that because he's the one who told Drew Brees, Sean Payton about him. He said, go look at my nephew. You know, he's real good. So Sean Payton told him, don't tell anybody, and he's drafting him.
It was all a secret.
So, Keyshawn, Keyshawn. That's who told him. That's Keyshawn's nephew.
Hey,
you guys have a good one. Good. I'm pulling for the Chiefs, and I'm always pulling for the Bears, okay?
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate
bye-bye,
it.
Bye-bye.
319-366-1600. Always good to hear from Cajun Troy out there. 327. Wanted to get to a little bit of basketball before we talk about it. We will talk some more basketball with Mike Halas coming up here. He was in Chicago on Saturday for Iowa and Cincinnati. And 1-0 without Jordan Bohannon right now for the Hawkeyes. It was not pretty at times as far as turnovers are concerned. But there were some positives out of that game. Three of them. Number one, and above anything else, somebody need to step up for this Iowa basketball team. Bakari Evelyn, welcome to Iowa City, as he outdid his season production in one very big game against the Cincinnati Bearcats, as well as Iowa's defense holding Cincinnati to under 35% shooting, and the Hawkeyes just absolutely pounded a physical Cincinnati team on the boards on Saturday night, which, yes, they had 20-some turnovers, but if you do everything else right, then you can probably live with 20-plus turnovers, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, that C.J. Frederick was terrific as well, but, I mean, you said it wasn't a pretty game. Man, it was ugly. Anytime you have more turnovers than you do field goals, you're not going to win many games anywhere, especially on a neutral court or on the road. But Iowa did just that because they did other things so very well. But man, those turnovers, if Iowa doesn't get that under control, they're going to have all kinds of problems. I think it was an outlier because Iowa was one of the best assist to turnover ratio teams in the country going into that, I think top five. So that was very surprising with 24 turnovers. Cincinnati, very active in its defense, but still, 24 turnovers, way too many.
Too many. And Connor McCaffrey got into a little bit of a foul situation, had to sit down a little bit.
Joe Toussaint looked lost. Had to change his shoes at halftime because he fell three times down the court.
We said that Joe Toussaint, well, there's ice under the court at the United Center. Keep that in mind.
See anybody else fall down?
I'm just saying. May have had the wrong shoes on. We said that you're going to have to be patient with Joe Toussaint. He's going to look really good at times, and he's going to over-penetrate at times, and he's going to have turnovers. And that was kind of one of those nights on Saturday night for the Hawkeyes. Iowa now back in action on Sunday against Kennesaw State. And by the way, tune in to the gym class tomorrow as we are going to give you an opportunity to win tickets to see that game courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. They want to pay it forward with free tickets tomorrow on the gym class. We're going to have tickets to men's and women's basketball as well as wrestling coming up all through the rest of this month and into January. We have details at kgymradio.com. You must be 21 years or older to win. And we'll need you to come in on Friday to pick up those tickets. But we do have tickets to see Iowa and Kennesaw State coming up. And that will be on Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Ryan and Walford on the Hurting Stocker Jeweler text line. In a way, I think it's a good thing Iowa didn't win it running away. I'm glad they had to deal with a good amount of adversity and overcome it. Great win. And Iowa was up 15 and looked like it was going to bury Cincinnati, but the Bearcats came back, and Iowa had to claw and do some things to preserve the win.
Against a Cincinnati team that had a pretty good victory the time out against Tennessee prior to that. So another good win in the resume for Iowa. And what did the Hawkeyes end up? What was it, 5-2 through that seven-game grind? And if you would have asked any Hawkeye fan prior to going through that gauntlet, I don't think anybody would have said 5-2.
Now 9-3 and going on 10-3, you would assume that Iowa was going to be Kennesaw State, and losses to Michigan, San Diego State, and DePaul. Three very good teams.
San Diego State is number one in the net this week.
Yeah.
Still undefeated. They are in the top 15. Iowa now in the top 25 for the first time in a while. Hawkeyes in the AP top 25 today appear at number 25. And again, we'll talk Kevin Lehman tomorrow, College Hoops. You and I received quite a few votes as well in the AP top 25 poll after their victory yesterday over Marshall, 88-80. A very colorful Marshall team. Coach was kicked out. Assistant coach picked up a technical. They had three technicals. A.J. Green hit 6 out of 6 from the free throw line.
He's really rounding into his game is really rounding into shape.
He's turning into the top 100 recruit that you and I got a couple years ago out of Cedar Falls High School. And yeah, you and I has gotten some pretty good tier one victories this year. And South Carolina helped him out yesterday by winning at Virginia as well. You and I beat South Carolina in that tournament earlier on this year. So that's another big feather in the Panthers' cap. Now, you and I will start MVC play coming up next week on the road when they go to, they go to Normal to take on Illinois State on the 31st of December.
A 500 team at
but
this
a scary team.
Yeah,
one of the teams that's picked to be at the top of the Missouri Valley Conference. So we'll see. Iowa State got a victory as expected over Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne yesterday. And then, of course, the UNI women with the win on the road in Ames, taking down Iowa State with a big run in the fourth quarter to beat the Cyclone women. Like you said, UNI now with wins over Iowa, Iowa State, and we'll see what they can do against Drake. And then Iowa with a big win over Drake on Saturday night down in Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big feather in the cap of Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes, who have exceeded expectations, I would have to say, for what people thought would the Megan Gustafson-less era starting off would be.
Daryl and Marion saying Fran's body of work is only getting better.
I would agree. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. Mike Kolas was in Chicago on Saturday night. We'll talk Iowa hoops with Mike. We'll talk about the Bulls, Iowa, and Iowa State with Mike as well. He's coming up next. You're listening to The Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery here at KGYM.
At C.P. Hoyt, the holiday season is all about gifts with purchase. And boy, do we have some amazing gifts with our amazing jewelry. I'm talking about great jewelry from Anya Hay, Shy Creations, Memoir, Forevermark, and Gabriel & Company New York. With your purchase, the more you spend, the bigger your gift, like a Traeger pellet grill, a 55-inch Samsung TV, Apple AirPods, Yeti Ramblers. The more you spend, the bigger your gift. And of course, in C.P. Hoyt fashion, we'll have our spectacular jewelry in every price range and every style, whether you love the hottest new designs or if you're more traditional. We've got it all. Nothing's better than great gifts with amazing jewelry at C.P. Hoyt. And stop in on December 21st for a special visit from Santa Claus himself. It all starts Wednesday, December 11th through New Year's Eve at C.P. Hoyt, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and has great gifts with purchase for the holidays.
Whether building new construction or maintaining properties, Lowe's helps pros like you save on what you need to get the job done right. Pick up select bath faucets now 35% off, starting as low as $49.99. And for the bigger jobs, find the quantities you need of PVC pipe in stock and ready to go. Plus, save 20% when you buy 10 or more. Save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com and picking up in-store. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up and get you back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 12/26 through 1/1, U.S. only.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
What did you buy Tasha for Christmas?
A cookbook.
Oh, fumble.
What do I do?
JCPenney's got you covered.
The clock's ticking till Christmas, and your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Use it to get up to 80% off fine jewelry red bow deals, or to get 70% off select gold and silver jewelry. JCPenney. Offers valid through 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
Hey, you behind the wheel. While we can't help you with freeway traffic, we can help keep your engine running like new. That's because Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered to defend against four main engine threats. Gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Back with you in the gym class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Vikings hosting the Packers tonight. We've got it at 7 o'clock on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. My White Sox signing Dallas Keuchel over the weekend.
Yeah, I thought you were going to lead with that, but...
I like it. And apparently are very close... on former Tiger and half-season Cub, Nicholas Castellanos. I don't know where he's going to play because Sox traded for another outfielder, have two youngsters and one coming back, but can't have enough bats, I guess, right?
Already had a pretty good core and now building on it. So Central is becoming more and more
somewhat excited about baseball, and it's only December the 23rd. Somewhat excited. For the first time in 6 or 7 years. We'll see how it all plays out, though. Michael Oss joins us on Mondays, and that includes on this Festivus Monday, December the 23rd. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com and also follow him on Twitter at Halas. And we do appreciate him coming on. He's very, very busy these days. And I know Mark and I were talking about this. Mike, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and happy Festivus to you two gentlemen.
Indeed.
No complaints here, Mike.
Nope. Everything's pretty good. Everything's pretty good today. We can find something if we dig deep, but I don't think that's going to be the case. But anyway, Mark and I were talking about it a little bit earlier on. Kudos to you and everybody at the Gazette for the supplement yesterday on Hayden Fry. Very, very well done, and some very... very good pieces in there by yourself, and then the man to my right as well had a nice column in it yesterday. But you guys did a very good job with that.
Well, thanks, and I agree with you on that. Our layout people and a lot of people behind the scenes here had the bulk of the work to do with that, and they're not names, most of them that people out there would know, but trust me, it took a lot of people, and I think it was worth it.
Very true. Very true. Let's start Saturday night in Chicago. The Hawkeyes in Cincinnati. It, as Mark put it, it wasn't a pretty game when you have more turnovers, I think, than buckets. But some things went well, and maybe the biggest thing that went well for Iowa was Bakari Evelyn had his first real big game and couldn't have come at a better time for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, they'd have been sunk without him. I mean, they start the game in a 5-0 hole, and that's not insurmountable. But they had, you know, they used freshman Joe Toussaint as a starting guard, and we're going with a 4-guard offense against an athletic Cincinnati team. It's not real big other than its center. And Toussaint couldn't stay on his own 2 feet. There was an excuse made that it was his shoes, and he changed shoes at halftime. He kept falling down, but he was making mistakes. He was getting his pocket picked. And 3 minutes into the game, he gets yanked. And here comes Evelyn. And it was the difference from an 18-year-old freshman to a fifth-year senior. Very nice game. I mean, he had turnover problems of his own, but the whole team did. But Evelyn gave him a little of everything, and more than a little of everything, actually. Points. He matched his season total in rebounds. He matched his season total in assists, I believe. Not in assists, but in points.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave him some stabilization early in the game when it looked like they desperately needed it. And then he was on the court in the last couple minutes when Iowa held tough. Cincinnati had come all the way back from a 15-point hole. He took the lead briefly. The last 2 minutes, I give Iowa credit. Iowa won that game in my mind with some clutch scores, yes, but their defense really stiffened up in the last 2 or 3 minutes and got them out of there with a win over what I think is going to be a good team.
9-3 overall, 8-2 in the non-conference slate with Kennesaw State on the horizon. Has this team met your expectations, exceeded them, not exceeded them? Where do you land?
I'm going to go on exceeded just because I thought it was a demanding schedule. I thought before the season this should be a good team. Now, that was with Jack Nungy, and that was with you didn't know about Bohannon, although you suspected that he would be 10 games and done. But when you look at who they've played, I mean, okay, they're 8-3. The three losses, I don't want to state this as fact, but I think the three teams that beat them have a combined 4 losses.
Yes.
Okay, and you're talking about two of those three teams are ranked, and the other one, DePaul, is not very far from being ranked. San Diego State has yet to lose a game. And
number
Michigan
one in the net.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and on top of that, I was beating Texas Tech on a neutral court, and it won at Syracuse and at Iowa State. So, officially, they're 2-0 on the road. So 8-3, I think, looks pretty good. I mean, they got into the top 25 today, and part of that, a big part of that's the way they've played, of course, but another part of that is the fact that people are recognizing who they've played.
We were talking about this earlier on, Mike. If you would have said going into that 7-game stretch gauntlet they just got done with, the Hawkeyes, with the game against Cincinnati, I don't think anybody before the season would have said Iowa would have gone through Texas Tech, San Diego State, Syracuse, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa State, and Cincinnati at 5-2.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. You would have looked at a lot of those games as you know, in the toss-up range. But that, you know, if that's the case, then you wouldn't say 5-2, you know. When you just hear at Syracuse, it's not one of Syracuse's best teams, but you went on the road and won. Iowa State, where they hadn't won in, you know, how long it had been, since 2003. And they had a commanding victory there. You thought a split in Las Vegas was realistic, I guess, but those were two good teams they played, and Texas Tech went on and beat number one Louisville. So in strength of schedule right now in these national formulas, they're looking really good. And the funny thing about it is, after this exhibition game with Kennesaw State next week, then it gets really hard. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, what you've seen so far was tough, this 7-game run, but after that, it's 18 straight Big Ten games, 9 of them on the road, a league full of sharks, you know, and no real respites in the schedule. You're playing every 3-4 days. So it's survival of the fittest, and where that leaves Iowa, I have no idea. But I think it's going to be very difficult for sure. But it's, I think having that 10-3 padding that they'll have when they resume Big Ten play is vital.
It is, and nobody would have figured it out or even have looked twice on it. But all of a sudden, opening the big part of the Big Ten schedule with a neutral site game against Penn State is a little bit of a blessing. Penn State's, what, 15th in the country right now. Really good basketball team, and you don't have to go to the Bryce Jordan Center. You get to play them in a neutral site in Philadelphia.
Yes, that's true, except I don't think it's going to really be neutral.
It won't be, but it's not going to be as bad as State College.
Well, you know, I talked to a sports writer in Pennsylvania named David Jones, who's a big hoops guy. And Penn State played a Big Ten game in the Palestra a few years ago, and I don't remember it, but he said it was like it was a different team. Being in that atmosphere, that environment, that Penn State just played much better than in the Bryce Jordan Center, which has been a mausoleum since it's been built, basically, for basketball. My least favorite Big Ten place to see a basketball game that I've been to. However, now that Penn State will be bringing in a nationally ranked team to that place. The coach Chambers has recruited Philadelphia kids. So that'll be a road game, but it'll also be an event. And I think that's going to be a heck of a way to kick off January for the Hawkeyes.
Mike, one more item from me on Iowa basketball before we move to Orlando. Obviously, Garza has been terrific. Evelyn had a breakout game against Cincinnati. I want to get your thoughts on C.J. Frederick because this freshman, Mr. Basketball in Kentucky, in my mind, I think he's been the stabilizing force of this team.
Yeah, I think, Mark, you're exactly right.
Mm.
I mean, he's given him 11 or 12 points a game. His shooting so far has been extraordinary.
Yeah.
You know, his field goal percentage is, he's like at 56 point something, and he's made more than half of his three-point shots. And this is a first-year player, you know, who's played against a lot of good teams. Saturday night, they're playing Cincinnati, and you saw, it's not a great Cincinnati team, but they still know how to play that defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Frederick scores 21 points against these guys. This is his first go-round in college basketball. He doesn't seem to have the fear or intimidation genes in his body. I said this about him and Toussaint, although I'll take it back on Toussaint for one game. I think he'll pop back. But if you didn't know and you watched Frederick, you would never say freshman.
Mm-hmm.
You just wouldn't. I mean, his assist to turnover ratio this season has been, you know, ridiculously good for a first-year player, on top of the shooting and scoring. And now Bohannon's gone, so there's more on his plate, and it's like, how much more do you want to put on his plate? But he played 37 minutes Saturday. And, you know, he asked about it. He just doesn't flinch. He said, yeah, I'll do that, whatever they want. And I believe him. So basketball's the kind of game where if you're a freshman and you have the goods, you can do that. You just don't see a whole lot of them. But I think this might be one of them.
Michael Loss joining us, 3:49 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Iowa State has landed in Orlando. You will be landing in Orlando, I would imagine, in a few days as well, as Iowa State gets ready to take on Notre Dame. Announced earlier today from Matt Campbell, when Iowa State arrived, one Cyclone is put in to be evaluated by the NFL, and that's Charlie Kohler, the tight end, who was the third-team All-American, all Big 12 player for Iowa State. But as we look ahead to both the bowl games, starting with Iowa State, anytime you have the Golden Dome helmets on the other sideline, I don't care what game it is. It's a big game.
They shop in different stores,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do.
They
shop in different stores. And what an opportunity for this Iowa State football team. And a lot of people are on board with this bowl around the country.
Well, it's going to be a warm-up game for the two playoff games Saturday. I think it's opposite the Cotton Bowl, which
yes.
is Penn State-Memphis, and I don't think that really trips anybody's trigger. And, you know, just the name Notre Dame, like you say, that's a hook right there. That's TV ratings. It's on ABC. And, to me, this game is the season for the Cyclones. If you lose your 7-6, and I think you say it's, kind of a forgettable season, really. You win, though, and what does everybody remember? Not the 12 regular season games. They remember you beat Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, not a 7-5 or an 8-4 Notre Dame team, a 10-2 team. A team that's only losses are to Georgia in a hard-fought game. And the other one slips my mind, but I know it's a real – oh, Michigan. Not such a hard-fought game. Michigan pounded them, but it was at Ann Arbor. But Notre Dame's beating everybody else. You know, they're a good team. They got a terrific quarterback. And if you win this game by hook or by crook or any way you can do it, That's, oh, they're going to talk about that in the off season when they, you know, hit the spring circuit and pound the drums for people to donate to their ever-growing, you know, facility complex over there. And people will be happy to do it because that would be something. I mean, that would really be something. It would mean something. It's not going to the Liberty Bowl and playing Cincinnati or Memphis or SMU. It's not going to the Cheez-It Bowl. It's not going to the Alamo Bowl and playing Washington State. It's playing Notre Dame. So, yeah, it's a, to me, it's a potential milestone game for the program.
I think a lot, much in that regard can be said about Iowa, maybe to a lesser extent.
Yes.
But, I mean, both teams playing blue bloods. Iowa State, I don't know which team I'd have more confidence in winning. Do you?
I lean toward Iowa. I think Notre Dame beat USC in a close game, but that was at USC. I just think Notre Dame has a better team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Phil Parker, with 3 weeks to prepare for USC, is going to have them figured out. Now, I'm not saying it'll be easy to defend them, but I like Iowa's coaching staff more than I like USC's. And, you know, I kind of like having a senior quarterback better than a freshman quarterback, even though USC's freshman quarterback's really good. So I think Notre Dame is a more complete team. And I think there's a reason why Iowa is a very slight favorite and Iowa State's a slight underdog.
A lot of people over the weekend on ESPN Radio talking about Slovis as a possible dark horse Heisman candidate next year for USC. People think of him that much around the country.
I've only seen him once on TV, and the night I did, he was fantastic. And they've got great receivers. But do they have enough to keep Iowa's defense off balance? They're not a particularly good rushing team. So, and also USC has not played a defense as good as Iowa's. I believe. I don't think there's any Pac-12 defense that compares to Iowa's. Now, maybe Notre Dame's was. I don't know.
Utah, but maybe a little. Probably
maybe.
Utah was the best.
Yeah. That would be in the discussion. You're right. So, but it's going to be an unusually good defense that USC's facing. So maybe that'll bog Slovis down a little bit. I find it to be a very interesting game. It's really going to be something. Iowa and Iowa State playing two, you know, name brand programs in what, a 16-hour period?
Yep.
Yeah, so that'll be, you know, watch a game, get some sleep, watch a game.
I know Scott joins me, Mike, wishing you happy holidays, you and yours, and safe travels to Orlando, and appreciate you always joining us.
Hey, likewise, I've appreciated the friendship of you two for a long time, and I also appreciate that when I come on this show, you guys are prepared and you ask smart questions, and that means a lot.
All right, man. Happy holidays.
You too.
All right. Michael Oss joins us on Mondays here on the Gym Class on KGYM 355. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We got to go over the pick six.
Yes, we do.
From the weekend. And we'll update you on the Gasparilla Bowl because I know you were all waiting with bated breath on how that is going in Tampa. Back with more after this.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at AutoZone and AutoZone.com.
What did you buy Tasha for Christmas?
A cookbook.
Oh, fumble.
What do I do?
JCPenney's got you covered.
The clock's ticking till Christmas, and your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Use it to get up to 80% off fine jewelry red bow deals, or to get 70% off select gold and silver jewelry. JCPenney. Offers valid through 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Back with you on the gym class for this Monday at KGYM at 3:57, right on the button. And told you Iowa made the top 25 as far as the AP poll is concerned. Iowa, the only newcomer into the poll this week. Taking a look at it, Gonzaga is your sixth number one. They will try to avoid being number six that loses, Mark. Ohio State up 3 to number two. Louisville, Duke, Kansas falls to number five. Then Oregon, Baylor, unbeaten Auburn. They haven't played anybody, but they're in at number eight. Memphis is 9, and Villanova off the win against Kansas, 10. Then you've got Michigan, 11. Maryland is 13th. Michigan State is 14th. San Diego State is 15th. Penn State is 20. Yes, Penn State. West Virginia, 22. Texas Tech, 23. And Iowa is 25. And also, we mentioned that the we'll get you the full AP poll as soon as it allows me to do so. There we go. Just outside the top 25, you've got DePaul, and you've also got the UNI Panthers, who picked up 23 votes this week from news media people around the country. Good for them. Good for them.
Early in the second half, Central Florida has taken a 31-7 lead over the Marshall Thundering Herd in the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah, the only bowl game going on. We got the Vikings and the Packers tonight at 7 o'clock. That wasn't one of the games we had on the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Mark, it was a somewhat historic weekend.
In a couple different ways, a really woeful week for most of us, but once again, Dave Alec dusted us.
Let's call him Diamond Dave.
5-1 week for Dave. He won an island game with Kent State in the Frisco Bowl, and just a terrific week. The only game he missed, we all missed, and that was Liberty beating Georgia Southern. We all took Georgia Southern, but on the downside, and we never wish any ill will toward our fellow panel members, but Todd Brommelkamp, 0-6, and we know what that means.
First time in 3 years we're going to be eating on the dime of one of the panelists.
And three of us came close to joining Todd in the lunch line. Myself, Alex, and Eric, our guest picker, all went 1-5.
We'll have a different guest picker tomorrow, by
Your
the way.
Your 3-3 looked awfully good.
Yeah, 3-3, and I felt pretty good about that. We'll have the picks tomorrow for you, and congratulations to our winner. All right, Todd and Alex coming up next on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.